A Prime Time with Clarissa Montero replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon, it is Clarissa Montero and Eurosports. A Singapore startup aims to bring about sustainable mobility to the masses. They aim to solve the problems of pollution and congestion across emerging Asia with their affordable and practical electric motorcycles. Air pollution is the number one cause of premature death in low and middle income Asian countries. It originates from gasoline powered vehicle emissions, such as those from scooters and motorcycles. Now they've got a new motorcycle, the ESTX. They are providing an alternative to traditional gasoline powered motorcycles. I'm quite excited to speak to Melvin Goh, CEO and Executive Chairman of ESG, and Joel Chang, or Chang, we'll find out in just a second, COO of ESD. Welcome to the show. Okay, Chang or Chang?
Chang.
Chang. Okay.
It's easier on the Asian tongue.
It sounds better too. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you've both been in the automobile industry for a while, and we had a really cool chat before the microphones came on about which cars we love, why we love them, etc. So I know you guys know your stuff. Why did this idea of wanting to come up with a motorcycle to reduce air pollution strike you?
Well, you know, after a while we realized it looks like the future is going to be electric.
Sure.
So I said, okay, there's this opportunity. Being a businessman, I said, well, let's see this
Melvin,
opportunity.
The businessman, huh? Okay.
You have 110 years of gasoline.
Mm.
And we all realize now the gasoline is coming to an end. I can't tell you what it's going to take, 10, 15, 30 years. But electric is the beginning. So this is a window. We said, okay, listen, let's hop into it. We can't afford to do the cars. And we also realized congestions, cars will never solve the congestion problem.
Mm.
Motorcycle will solve the congestion problem eventually for cities.
But do you think that, okay, I'm not a motorcycle rider. I'm clearly a driver. I like driving. I like the driving experience. I like everything about driving. I already have a problem with electric cars because of the very linear power delivery that doesn't feel real to me. And the fact that there's no engine note. So do you think some of that will happen with motorcycles as well?
Well, I'm sure, but don't forget, you came earlier with a gasoline engine.
Right.
Eventually.
Almost said I was old, right?
The next generation who starts with electric will never know how the difference or what's the difference. They will imagine if the electric is now and then the car is future.
Mm.
If you go to the car, you will forget what is, especially the next generation.
You're saying eventually, you know, nobody will, you know, people will be at a point where they don't remember what it would feel like to ride a gasoline motorcycle.
Yes, eventually it's going to happen. Not now. I mean, between you and me, you, we come from this generation.
Hey. That's not carried away there.
Well, Clarissa, if you look at the experience of Tesla,
mm.
once you go electric, you never go back. This is
there is a point to that. So, Joel, what you're saying is enjoy riding electric. Have you ever ridden an electric motorcycle?
Yes, I have. I mean, our own as well as some other peer products.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you the experience that we have with our test riders, because we do a lot of testing
mm-hmm.
with customers and even professional race riders.
Okay.
And the response we get is amazing. They're like, like you said, they have the same apprehension
mm-hmm.
as you do coming from the commercial world. But once they try it, you know, the instant torque, the acceleration, the ease, the smooth. You know, and the fact that you don't have to pump petrol again. You know, we went to Indonesia and some of these guys actually asked us, so how much energy does it use when it's idling? Mm-hmm. We're like, what are you talking about?
None.
Exactly. But and then when we tell them this simple revelation, they're like, it just blew their mind. They're like,
right.
Wow. You know, so this is really the Tesla motorcycles that we're trying to build.
Yeah. Right. So you obviously are very excited about this, Joel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to Melvin. You're the CEO and executive chairman of ESG. Now, you put your money where your mouth is in EST, right?
Yes.
Because you believe in this. Why in particular is tackling air pollution a priority for you?
You know, if you go to any of the city, you realize the pollution is so bad. You know, today, most of these developing cities, the Euro 2 exhaust emission standard is really bad. And that's another reason we say, okay, we can help. If we go electric, you immediately all this disappear. It's going to take time, I'm sure, but it's the beginning.
So you're investing in your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren's future, really?
Not just mine, everybody's.
Everybody's. I should thank you. Because,
thank you.
You know, this is something that we all absolutely need to start thinking about. We are talking to Melvin Goh, CEO and Executive Chairman of ESG, and Joel Chang, COO of EST. Now, Joel, why don't you tell us about the creative ideology behind the motorcycle ESTX?
First thing, we start from a blank piece of paper. Mm-hmm. We realize, just like Tesla, you can't come from a combustion platform. Right. We had to reinvent, rethink. What is the next generation electric motorcycle going to look like? Mm-hmm. How's it going to feel? What's the experience like?
Does it look different?
Definitely.
Okay.
It's going to look futuristic.
Right.
It's going to be more streamlined. It's going to be aerodynamically more efficient. It's going to be more comfortable. There's no exhaust at the side.
Mm.
You know, the placement, there's no petrol tank, right? So we had to rethink. And actually, we came up with, we realized that electric motorcycle is much more efficient than a combustion vehicle, right? So the point is, we want to make it highly desirable. Electric vehicles don't have to be boring. They don't have to be drab. We want it to look good. We want it to be fun, desirable, mm-hmm. you know, so that the people today and of the future, they'll be like, I want to try. I want to get into this.
Okay, I see your point. They can be very sexy. I mean, I'm just, when you said that, what came to mind was the BMW i8. It is very sexy and it is an electric car. So you're saying, you know, can be like that, can be beautiful, can be sleek, can be sexy. You don't need a gas tank. You don't have to worry about heat coming off the engine itself. So you can do different things. Do you even meet pipes at that point on a motorcycle that's electric?
No. Think about it. Think about basically a really highly efficient and high-tech laptop with wheels.
Okay.
That's basically an electric motorcycle, where you have an electric motor and a battery. That's the main components of the vehicle.
Okay, you're talking about a much smaller vehicle than a car.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, I suffer in a pure electric, when I'm test driving a pure electric, I suffer range anxiety. What about motorcycles' range issues? How much of a range can you get from smaller bike, smaller vehicle means smaller battery, right?
Smaller battery, but don't forget that because you don't have a lot of the components from the combustion vehicle, so we have a lot more space to play around with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, for example, our bike will have up to 200 kilometers mm-hmm. of range on one charge,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, it's pretty amazing for any electric vehicle nowadays.
Has the ESTX motorcycle been launched in Singapore?
We have launched the Zero prototype.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first prototype and we are undergoing testing.
Okay, so
already.
The testing that you're doing, road testing, is it buyers who are testing it or how are you testing it? I'm very interested. This is very, very intriguing to me.
So we have road testing
mm-hmm.
as well.
Are you testing it internally or?
Yes, we're doing it internally.
Okay.
For example, in China, in Japan and in Singapore.
Okay.
In Singapore, we do it at the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the racetrack, as you know, our vehicle is not a high performance vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the racetrack is one of the best places to test vehicles because it's grueling. You know, it's exacting on the vehicle.
Sure.
You go full throttle and then you brake. You go full throttle and you brake. Testing the dynamics of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ensuring that it will be of the highest quality with this grueling test.
Okay. And after you've done your testing, do you then need to get approval from the authorities before you can actually start selling it?
Yes, definitely. For example, we're talking to LTA now mm-hmm. and we have a whole list of approvals. But you would notice that getting approvals for electric vehicles is much simpler than combustion mm-hmm. vehicles. Because a big part of approval is the emissions.
Sure. Like
what Melvin mentioned
sure.
just now. You know, and emission standards keep going up. Makes it even more difficult for combustion vehicles
sure.
and bikes to get approved.
Mm-hmm.
But for electric vehicles, zero emissions, right? So it's basically a safety mechanisms in the vehicle. And it's simple.
All right. We go back to Melvin Goh, CEO and Executive Chairman of ESG, who suggested that we were all, you know, sort of from the same era. But that does mean that we are petrol people, right?
Yes,
you know, we
yes,
are used
yes.
performance delivery from combustion engines. What do you think? Personally, what do you think? This is going to take off? This is going to be something very exciting for the new generations and the generations to come?
I guess we don't have a choice. The world is going that direction.
So you're banking on we don't have a choice.
Yes.
You're right, we don't have
we
a choice.
We don't have a choice. The
really
environment
don't.
Is getting so bad.
Mm.
So everybody's talking about it. This project has been going on for, 2.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
The last 1 year, I hear more and more of every country, every government, not just in this part of the world, talking about pollution, talking about the clean air, talking about renewable energy that we cannot sustain fossil fuel for the rest of for many more years.
Right.
So I guess we all, for you and me, we are lucky. We enjoy the petrol. We will enjoy some of this electric.
Mm-hmm.
But the future has to be electric. I don't think there's a doubt to it. Maybe there will be a different way of different energy. I don't know.
I believe that plug-in hybrids are sort of a, not a stopgap even, but a sort of a psychological jump for us, you know, petrol people. So it's kind of, it sort of reassures us a little bit as they move us into a full electric world,
yes,
right?
Yes, but the thing is, it's about technology. Technology is kind of behind, or they're still behind what we are thinking.
Mm.
Very soon, in, I don't know, 3-5 years, battery could be so small.
Interesting you say technology, because there's also a question of infrastructure support. If we're going to go electric cars, electric motorcycles, how long will it take for the infrastructure to be there to charge all these vehicles that we're going to have on our streets?
Let me put it the other way.
Mm.
Imagine, I don't know, 5 years from today, the battery can be charged within 5 minutes.
Sure, that would be great.
There was a problem. Then you just have
Well, that's 5 years. Yeah. We have to wait until that
no,
comes.
No, but so, you know, maybe now it's 20 minutes for us. 20 minutes, you get a 50 kilometer.
Mm-hmm.
That will solve your... And we are not selling, we're not trying to tell you we're going to give you a motorcycle or sell you a motorcycle that travel from here to Malacca.
Right.
We are solving the city problem.
Sure.
All the congestion, all this pollution is in the city. So let's solve the city first.
Right.
And then we can go to the rest later.
Right. Okay, you have a very valid point. I'm not going to argue with you, because unlike what you said, we're not from the same era. I'm going to allow, you know, whichever one of you gentlemen to decide which one of you wants to answer, whether it's Melvin Goh or Joel Chang. Prices. Are these going to be priced along the same lines as motorcycles of equivalent power delivery? Or what are people going to expect? Because Teslas are very expensive in relation to the average car.
So one of the key goals for Scorpio Electric, the brand they were launching,
mm-hmm.
is to make it accessible and affordable to middle-class people everywhere.
Okay.
And you will realize that for what we're building, why it's taken us a while, and we put so much effort into it, is to ensure that it will be even lower to maintain, to use, than the equivalent combustion bike.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you are talking about reaching out to people where in countries where pollution is a very real problem.
Yes.
You know, we did talk about some of the Asian countries and where the low and middle income demographic has to ride scooters, has to ride motorcycles, because that's what they can afford and they need the mobility. So your bikes have to be priced where that segment of the population can afford your bikes. But will there be, because I'm a gearhead, mm-hmm. will there be a performance version?
Well, we are establishing a brand,
mm-hmm.
right? We're establishing a brand and a niche. So it has to be sustainable and efficient.
Sure.
But there will always be, even our first model out-accelerates its equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our testing, and I think we have some videos we can share with you later,
mm-hmm.
shows this already. And Tesla has even shown it, you know. Outright top speed, we don't need it because we're not going 200 kilometers an hour. But acceleration, performance numbers, range, we already exceed the gasoline equivalent.
Okay.
And may I just add that the cost, the mobility, the fuel cost is 3 times lower than petrol, the electricity cost.
Sure.
So It's really a no-brainer.
Okay, so interesting question going back to Melvin. You are the CEO and exec chairman of ESG, right? Your business is selling very, very nice cars.
Yes.
What are the future plans? Are you going? Do you think that the motorcycles take off, that eventually you guys are going to want to build your own electric car? Slightly more complex than a motorcycle.
I won't even dare to dream about that. We'll be happy doing our electric motorcycle. So that's under Eurosports technology.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are selling Lamborghini, Alfa Romeo, the passions are still there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two different business.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to the car business? I don't have an answer immediately.
Sure.
But we are focusing our time. Joel is spending 100% of his time building this Scorpio Electric.
Maybe I'll ask him, Joel, do you think at some point you'll have an electric car?
I'm not going to rule it out.
Okay.
But all I can say is We're not building something for today. We're building something for 5-10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And we see congestion a huge issue.
Yes.
Right? And we see that, why do you need 7-seater vehicles anymore in the future, especially with autonomous vehicles?
Because I want to carry my golf bag and my golf car.
Yes, but smaller format. When you don't need when you don't have an engine in the car anymore, when you don't even need a driver, why can't the car? We are reinventing the car.
Right.
Why does the car have to be so big anymore?
Mm.
Can't it be a smaller format vehicle for efficiency and for congestion? So these are the dreams that we're going to make for the future.
Sure.
But we're going to start now with the reality, building a next generation electric motorcycle
mm-hmm.
for the world today.
I wish you all the very, very best. It all sounds very, very exciting. And as Melvin Goh said, very, very necessary. We don't have a choice. We need to start thinking about the environment. Actually, we needed to start thinking about the environment a long time ago. But now is the time where we can't turn back, right? And you're
yes.
right. I totally agree with you. We have to go forward. And the answer really is, until somebody comes up with a better plan, electric vehicles.
Agree.
So thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming and talking to us on Money FM 89.3. We've been speaking to Melvin Goh, CEO and Executive Chairman of ESG, and Joel Chang, COO of EST, on the issues of sustainability, mobility, and their very cool and very new ESTX motorcycle.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.